This is the Composer's Datebook for December 2nd. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1949, Northrop Auditorium in Minneapolis was the venue for the world premiere of Béla Bartók's last orchestral piece, his Viola Concerto. The soloist was William Primrose, who commissioned the work, with Hungarian-born conductor Antal Doráty leading the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra. Bartók had died in 1945, leaving extensive but incomplete sketches for the concerto he was writing for Primrose. After his death, the Viola Concerto was completed and orchestrated by Bartók's friend and fellow Hungarian Tibor Sörli, who also put the finishing touches on Bartók's third piano concerto, which also premiered posthumously. The 1949 premiere of the Viola Concerto in Minneapolis attracted worldwide attention. To the surprise of some, it went over very well with its first night audience at Northrop Auditorium. At the dress rehearsal, Doráty had predicted as much. He said, "This is one time the audience need have no qualms about the word contemporary as applied to the music it's about to hear." Doráty's view was that the public was finally catching up with Bartók's highly original idiom. "It's not a case of a composer becoming famous because he's dead," said Doráty. "It is true there has been a great surge of performances of Bartók's music since his death, but that's because the public was ready to hear his music." Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.